It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi. And now the host of our program, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Good morning, William Sackett. We're glad to be here for another edition of the City Desk podcast. We are recording this program at 10:31 on Thursday, March 30th. And I'm joined by Cecilia Dobbs-Walton, Public Affairs Specialist for the City of Biloxi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, we've had a lot of great things going on here in the City of Biloxi. At the City Council meeting this past week, the City Council got a briefing on a major project that we have going on at the Pops Ferry Causeway. What's exciting about this project is it's been in the making for 31 years. It goes back to the original Biloxi Waterfront Master Plan that was done in 1986. Over the course of time, we've acquired some property out there. We've built boat ramps. We did a waterfront concrete promenade, some fishing kiosks. But now, thanks to Governor Phil Bryant, we're going to have $4.2 million in funding where we can wrap up and bring into reality what our original vision was. That vision will include an open-air interpretive center, a bait shop, which is something that's been sorely needed out at Pops Ferry Causeway Park, as well as we're going to tap into a trend that we've seen over the last several years, kayaking. Cecilia, we're going to have kayak rentals out there.
Yeah, that'll be nice. We have them at Heller Park, so this is just adding on to the more activities, family-friendly activities that people can do in the City of Biloxi.
In addition to that, there will be botanical gardens out there. There will be a marsh overlook. And the good news is that construction is starting right now. They're already doing the site work, and the project is going to be finished in March of 2018, 1 year from now. You have a special guest today, and I have a special guest where in a moment we're going to be talking about a big walk that's going to be happening in downtown Biloxi, and we're going to tell people why they should get involved and what the purpose of this walk is. But first, let's talk about something fishy over in the police department.
Yes, there is something fishy, and it actually starts this Friday with the 2017 Law Enforcement Torch Run Fish Fry, which benefits the Special Olympics. We have Lieutenant Krista Beck with the Biloxi Police Department here to join us. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming. Okay, so tell us a little bit about this fish fry and what it is. Isn't there hamburger plates and what it comes with and how people can order these online? Do they have to go there to eat? Where is it going to be? Just fill us in on all that information.
Okay, we're going to have fish and burger plates. Both come with potato salad and baked beans. We do deliver. You can place the order by calling either 435-6112, or you can even call the chief's office at 435-6100, or you can send me an email at cdback@biloxi.ms.us. It's C as in Charles, D as in David, E as in Edward, B as in Boy, A as in Adam, C as in Charles, K as in King, at biloxi.ms.us.
So all this good food, I know, all this good food, and why are we doing this?
This is all for Special Olympics. The Law Enforcement Torch Run has been around since 1981, and we're in over 100 countries around the world. We raise millions of dollars a year, and all of the funding that we raise goes directly to the athletes and their programs. That pays for their balls and medals and different things like that. There's no administrative costs involved, so I really like this program, and it's a great cause. The athletes they're hard working. They believe in what they do, and they really strive. They got a good ethic, and they really want to win. So all the funding that we raise goes directly to them. Of course, each of the plates is about $8. We do deliver. We are going to have you can come down and eat with us there at the main pumper hall at the police department on the fire department side between 11 and 1. We'll also be making our deliveries during the same time period.
There's become a lot of tradition with this where people actually look forward to this fish fry every year.
Absolutely. And the quality from the Biloxi Bacon Brigade, you can't beat it. I mean, it's the best fish on the coast. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to also thank the Desport Seafood as well as Margaritaville for providing us with some of the product.
For someone who may be new to the area, even though it's an international event that you host every year, mm-hmm. Exactly what is it? A little more meat on the bone for our listener.
Well, the law enforcement torch run, law enforcement, we're the guardians of the flame. We're the keepers of the flame. We, just like your normal Olympics, they run the flame from Athens, Greece, to wherever the Olympics are held that year. We do the same thing. We take the flame of hope throughout the state of Mississippi and all 50 states, but of course, Mississippi Torch Run is just the state of Mississippi. And we bring it down to Keesler Air Force Base where they hold the summer games, which will be the 19th, 20th, and 21st of May this year.
Now, you're kind of glossing over something. There's a lot of organization that goes into that torch run. Explain people where it starts and where it ends.
Oh, absolutely. It's a year-long event, but the planning, we start in South Haven, Mississippi, and we come through just about every community on the way down, and we have over 150 law enforcement agencies involved that run the torch through their jurisdictions and or, you know, protect the runners so forth.
The amazing thing to me is, and McGilvery, our old friend Rodney McGilvery used to always take credit for this, which I think is a farce, but it somehow arrives at Keesler Air Force Base right when it's supposed to get here.
Yeah, every year, over the years it's been either 12 or 12:30. We've always been within about a minute crossing the line. Now this year there's going to be some changes. It's going to come on base about 5 o'clock in conjunction with the actual opening ceremonies. So it'll be a little bit later. We'll be coming through the city of Biloxi on the 19th of May, around 4 to 5-ish time frame.
I've had the privilege of hosting the opening ceremonies out there, and it's amazing to see the parade of communities. You've got 1,300 athletes from throughout the state. You've got their families that are here for the weekend. And what Keesler does, it's really neat. They partner an airman or two airmen with each athlete. There's a lot of bonding that goes on there, isn't there?
There's a lot of bonding. There's a lot of good experiences going on, and there's a lot of friendships made. Absolutely.
Okay, one last time. Touch on the fish fry. Give us the times, and it's going to be at Lopez Cuevas Public Safety Center, but tell people one last time about it.
Okay, come eat with us or place your order. We'll deliver. You can. It's $8 a plate, either burger or a fish fry, a fish plate. You also get baked beans, potato salad, and it's between 11 and 1. You can eat with us there, or we'll deliver between those times. That'll be tomorrow, the 31st of May, between 11 and 1. March, I'm sorry.
Well, thank you very much for being on our program. That was fantastic, Vincent.
I'm telling you, and if anybody has any questions, they want to email CDEBECK.
Correct. CDEBACK at BILOXI.MS.US. CDEBECK@Biloxi.MS.US. Or you can call 228-435-6112.
Is this information on the website?
This information is on our website and, of course, on our Facebook page. You get all that information. Call in your orders now, email your orders now, or go and visit and join them on Friday for the fish fry.
Chris DeBeck's doing a wonderful job with Special Olympics, and he's much taller than Rodney McGilvery.
Oh, definitely. Much, much taller. Much, much taller.
Okay, we've got another big event coming up this weekend, and it's called the Gulf Coast Walk for Christ, and it happens on Saturday, April 1st. That's this Saturday, and it's going to start at 10 o'clock at the north end of Kyved Street. And I want to talk to the person, Cecilia and I want to talk to the person this morning who came up with this idea some time ago, and we want to find out what the whole purpose of this event is. Please join me in welcoming Becky Desport to the City Desk Podcast. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
We're doing wonderful. Now, Artie Desport, your well-known and notorious husband, told me that you came up with this idea some time ago. Now, tell me how this entire idea was conceived, and you look like you're frowning.
Oh, no, I'm not frowning. We actually were watching TV one night. We were watching all the marches, and I looked at it, and I thought, wow, if everybody would march for something really positive, like, I don't know, Jesus Christ, can you imagine how good things would happen? Yeah. So that's when it came into fruition that night, and it just sprang into what we are at today.
And what are we at today?
Well, we're having a walk this Saturday at 10 o'clock. We're asking everyone to come, and we wanted to do something to give back. And we thought about how Jesus served other people. So we wanted to serve others, not just have a walk. We wanted to have canned goods and give them to these groups that we got together and groups that were dear to us is what we wanted to do. So we picked the the food bank in Biloxi, the food bank in Ocean Springs, and then one that's dear to my heart was the Gulf Coast Center for Nonviolence for Women.
Now, the other thing that you're asking people to do is, of course, bring a canned good, but you want everybody to wear a certain color.
I do. My husband actually already came up with that idea.
Already did?
Yes. Already came up with this idea for everyone to wear white as unity in Christ. Mm-hmm. White is a symbol of godliness and purity, and what other color would you wear except
this
for a walk for
that's
Christ?
Perfect. Now, the city, of course, did its part by going in and tearing up Kivett Street, which already let it be known that this needs to be taken care of. The contractors are going to have where the walkers need to go. They're going to have that lane open where they can walk from the north end of Kivett Street on down. But tell me about what's going to happen. They go from MGM, from Imperial Palace, and then they just proceed south?
Yes, we're going to walk we decided to walk all the way down to MGM and back. Artie
so
and I,
go back too?
Yes, sir. We're going to go back because Artie and I went and we measured it. It's like a quarter and 3 miles, so y'all can all come out and walk. And I just want you to know, like Vince said, do not fear. Kivett Street will be clear. Now, my sister from Utah played on Vincent's words, and I want you to know she came all the way from Utah, South Jordan, Utah, to walk in this walk. So I think if she can come that far, y'all can come out and walk. And you know what? It goes from 10 to 1. But I'll tell you what, it's only a mile and a quarter. And to get everything ready, I think it would be great if there's so many things to do that day. Artie and I are going to Art in the Pass. I mean, we're going to be doing a lot of things that afternoon. We think we'll be through by 11:30 or 12. So y'all come out and walk, and then you can go do what you want. It's going to be beautiful and sunshiny.
That's the other thing I wanted to ask you. You've got the weather forecast already.
I do. It's going to be 80 and sunny.
Excellent. Now, what's your sister's name?
My sister's name is Mary Ruth Carnley.
And where'd Mary Ruth come from?
Ocean Springs.
Ocean Springs. Her mama. No, I thought she traveled some long distance.
She did. Oh, I came from South Jordan, Utah. Yes, that's where I've been living for quite a few years.
Well, Becky led me to believe you came down just for this event.
I did. I flew in Tuesday.
Why?
Because I believe that this is something the country needs to unify us, and it's non-denominational. And luckily, I brought a white shirt. So
I just wanted to add also that Mary Ruth has helped me a lot, and I've got her support, and it helped me continue on for me and Artie. Artie and I have worked really hard on this, and I want to do a shout-out to my husband, who has been 100% behind me. He has worked so hard, y'all. You have no idea. I've never seen a man work so hard in my life. And I could not have done it without him and the other four people that have helped me with this walk, putting out stuff. And I want to tell you their names. It is Bennett Coker, James Anderson, Mary Quave, and Danny Jelanovich. And we've been working hard to get the word out, and we really want y'all to come out and walk because, like I said, you'll be done. You can go do everything else you want to do, and it'll be a full day. And I hope that you take something out of this, that you have a renewed spirit in your heart for Jesus Christ and what he did when he walked the earth.
Served others. It's called the Gulf Coast Walk for Christ. It takes place on Saturday, April 1st. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It starts at Biloxi at the corner of Kivett Street and Bayview. It will end at MGM Park. You go down to MGM Park and then you walk back north. This is a nonprofit walk for peace through Christ. He walked for us. Now let's walk for him, is what the flyer says. We ask you that you please wear a white shirt for unity, wear some good walking shoes, and something to drink. We do ask, however, no alcoholic beverages, please, but bring one non-perishable food item that's going to go to one of the food banks. If you have any questions, you can go to the city's Facebook page, or you can go on Facebook to Gulf Coast Walk for Christ. What else, Becky?
I just wanted to add one last thing. We're going to have a lot of tickets to give out because we got a lot of giveaways for y'all. The business community has been extremely generous with this, and we want to thank all of them, and you know who you are.
Okay, Saturday, 10 o'clock. Be sure to be there at the north end of Kivett Street. And thank you, Becky. Thank you, Artie.
Thank you.
And thank you, our visitor, for being here as well. Now, Cecilia, wrap up the show with the other things we have going on this weekend that you can go to after you go to this walk.
That's correct. Well, one that's going on kind of during the same time, but it finishes up right after the walk, is their summer playground registration for the Wool Market area schools and Wool Market area residents. That's from 9 to noon at the Wool Market Elementary School off of John Lee Road. Just make sure that you have all your paperwork, anything that's required, birth certificate, all the information, contact information, fill it out just so you can register your child for that class, for that summer camp, which is for ages 4 to 14. Next weekend, April the 8th, we will have registration for Biloxi residents at the Donald Snyder Community Center. All that information is on our website. And also, of course, this weekend is the big bicentennial event. It starts Friday, March the 31st, which is tomorrow. I believe it's 10 to 4. You have activities booths going on, and also Saturday as well. We'll have our Biloxi Police Department there. They're going to have the canines doing demonstrations. The bomb squad will be there with their robot doing demonstrations. We have other organizations such as the Gulf Coast, I believe Rescue is going to do demonstrations with their dogs, hiding little things for allowing kids to hide items for the dogs to go search and find. Of course, there's the big concert, the band Perry, that's going to be playing Saturday night. Now, this is a free ticketed event. You can get your ticket offline on the website at ms200south.org. And again, it's open to the public, and it's just events that are going on this weekend. All the events that I listed and the events that Vincent and our guests mentioned about the fish fry and the walk is all listed on our website, biloxi.ms.us, and our Facebook page.
You've been listening to City Desk. That's news and views from City Hall with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi. And one shout out from our cast, it will be good for you to come walk for Christ. This is William Sackett speaking.